President Biden has once again shown the ability to put country above self, and in a master stroke, his endorsement of his vice president also speaks volumes of his inherent character. So, and I think that this bodes well for democracy in America.
The manner with which he came out after pressure and after resisting such pressure, does that mean that there's something he knows that we don't in terms of ability to beat the Republican nominee, former President Donald Trump?
His resistance, let me start by saying that his resistance was not really based on selfish interests. His resistance was more about ensuring that Kamala Harris could win. He wanted to make sure of that. And then also, I think he was a bit irritated by the manner in which many of his colleagues, trusted colleagues, went about it. He felt a bit betrayed and disrespected by it all. And I think what he does know is that right now, given how short it is to the electors, it will be unhelpful for the party to start an entire nomination process that would bring out a new candidate, not forgetting also how the last open convention in Chicago in 1968 went, where the Democrats eventually lost the presidency. So I'm sure it's all of this history weighed in his mind in looking at the fact that it was, this election has to be based on the good work that the Biden administration has done, which, by the way, includes Kamala versus Trump and what he promises, especially with his Project 2025 program.
His endorsement of Kamala Harris is historic in so many ways, and people are saying it's positive, but also possibly negative in terms of Kamala winning over the majority of the electorates that she needs if she is to become the president, first woman president of the United States.
Maybe that's one of the positives if it comes out well for her and the Democrat Party. But it's a question of Democrats understanding that refusing to support a Democratic candidate or not participating in the elections at all is in fact participating in an action for Trump to win.